Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ronnie says that in Gaza, surely they are not protesting for peace. They're protesting against Hamas. There is a huge difference. Karen says, let's hold on to hope. Well, talking about hope and talking about the hope, maybe the dare, do we dare to dream? Adar Weinreb is an advocate for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. He's founder of Grateful Giraffes. Adar Weinreb, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, of course, the million-dollar question is, do we dare? Do we dare to dream? Are we ready to dream? I just spoke to a couple of people on a call where they said they're not even, you know, while running down to bomb shelters yesterday. Certainly they not there yet. They're not ready to have empathy or sympathy for anyone at the moment. What are the chances of moving towards peace, given that we are seeing maybe a little bit of hope?
Sure. So I would say we should dare to dream. We should always be hopeful at being able to create a better lives for ourselves. So I think it's important to have a goal and try to achieve that goal. So when it comes to protests against Hamas, I think there's something to be hopeful about. Now, I've held the position since shortly after October 7th that the chance of defeating Hamas militarily is very close to zero, because defeating such groups, such resistance groups that come from the people, are almost never defeated militarily. They're generally defeated or they transform once some solution is found. But now with the people rising up against them, there is a greater opportunity for them to step down. But I want us to dream of more than just having Hamas step down from power. I want us to dream of actually solving the conflict, because I want to remind everybody that Hamas wasn't around until 1988 and we didn't have peace then. And we don't have Hamas ruling the West Bank, and there's no peace there either. So defeating Hamas is not the solution to the conflict. We need to remain dedicated to finding a political solution that will ensure peace for many generations. As much pride as we wanted to take in our military, there is no better security than peace, and I want that to be the hope that we dream of.
That said, and of course, peace is always an aspiration and is something that everybody wants. Certainly, everybody within Israel would love nothing more than just to live. What does peace mean? Peace means living in security. Peace means not worrying that you've got to be within a comfortable distance from a bomb shelter. That said, there's still going to be a tremendous amount of skepticism in terms of what is being seen in Gaza in terms of protests, also given the fact that the education system there hasn't changed. And we're seeing reports that the textbooks are being used are absolutely horrific in terms of teaching hate to the next generation.
Correct. That's why an actual political solution needs to be found where both sides are going to make concessions. For us, we care more about security. That's our primary concern. For them, it's really justice. It's feeling like they're not living under the boot of another nation. It's not feeling like they haven't gotten something stolen from them. And I recognize that often what they claim that they want is incompatible with us having a Jewish state. So they will need to compromise without a doubt. But a political solution will need to be found, and part of the concession is information in what is taught in their schools. But what's taught in their schools is often a reflection of their physical reality. So even if they weren't taught anything about Israel in their schools, their experiences, that they experience us through our bombs being dropped on their homes. So they're going to hate us regardless. The way for them to not hate us is for them to not experience us through our military action.
Well, they weren't really, though.
Is important, but it's not the only thing.
Though, to be fair, they weren't really experiencing Israeli bombs from, you know, when Gaza became its own area. The only time that they've experienced bombs is because of the attacks on Israel. Israel isn't looking to bomb Gaza. Israel was hoping for something a bit different, surely.
Well, it's not quite as simple as that, because when Hamas rose to power in 2005, they reached out to negotiate a 10-year truce with us, and we rejected. We didn't counter. We just rejected the negotiation and then put them under siege. When Egypt put us under siege, we consider that an act of war, and now we did it to them. I understand why we did it to them, for security, but I mean, why would they see it as anything other than an act of war? And let's say the response to that would be rocket fire, sure. But when we respond with bombing Gaza, that affects 100% of Gazans, whereas the ones shooting the rockets are still a small minority. So it doesn't change. Even if we want to say we're only bombing Gaza because they started it, obviously they say we started it, but let's say we're only bombing them because they started it. Our bombings disproportionately hurt civilians, so clearly that's going to radicalize people, that's going to traumatize people. It's very hard to love somebody who's causing you so much pain. I mean, that's just they're having a very natural human reaction to those harming them.
I don't think anyone's necessarily looking for love, because that really would, as the song goes, looking for love in all the wrong places. But it's really just simply about recognizing everybody's right to exist. And surely without Hamas, it certainly won't be with Hamas, but without that very, very clear recognition and acceptance, then there's really very little place to go here. How do we get to that point? Can we get to that point?
Yeah, I certainly think we can. You know, if we look through history, we have seen other such groups that engage in violence change their ways once there were some political solutions met. I mean, one clear example is the IRA in Ireland, and then another one is the militias, the Jewish militias that helped achieve statehood for the Jews. You know, we engaged in terrorism until we got our political goals met. But even on the Hamas front, let's say they're not defeated and they stay in power. I wouldn't even say that should not be seen as game over in terms of peace. We saw them evolve their charter in 2016 to the point where they kind of hinted at a two-state solution. The Hamas spokesperson, currently he's doing interviews and calling for a two-state solution. Now, I'm not trying to say that they're not a fanatic extremist group. They are. What I'm trying to say is the only constant in this world is change. And when you change somebody's conditions, you change the people. And with certain pressures and with the right incentives, I think that you can, if Hamas is not defeated by a popular uprising in Gaza, then they can be transformed into something unrecognizable through a series of negotiations. I muted accidentally.
You're right.
But through enough pressure and the right incentives, we could see them transform into something that is unrecognizable, like we've seen with many such groups in the past.
Adar Weinreb, thank you for that, and wishing you a great weekend. He is an advocate for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. He's founder of Grateful Giraffes.